fight, flight, or freeze. When encountering a threat, humans typically have one of two instinctual reactions, with an occasional third. We fight, we flee, or if we are unlucky, we freeze. For many, especially untrained individuals, or for those overwhelmed by a threat, this can be a subconscious, automatic decision. For trained individuals, this response can be honed and controlled at a more conscious level. Whether the decision is a conscious one or not, your brain will do a quick calculation based on your past experience, your skill level, and your conditioning to determine which option is best for the situation at hand. The most important part is often not which decision made, but the speed at which the final decision is reached, supported by whether or not you can commit to it. Strike fast, but run faster. Unknown. The following is an excerpt from a previous article that we wrote. Click on link. The flight or fight response refers to the physiological reaction that occurs when a person is placed in a threatening situation. Fight or flight simply describes the two basic options that are instantaneously weighed in order to resolve the danger situation being presented by either making a quick escape or fighting back. The physiological process of this response begins with one of several of the five senses, typically vision. A person will see threatening stimuli, such as a person or animal. The stimuli is then sent as a signal via the optic nerve to the brain. The threat signal is usually processed in the amygdala, known as the fear center, which sends signals to the hypothalamus, which in turn activates the nervous system. Another signal then stimulates the sympathetic nervous system, which will send impulses down the spinal column to the adrenal gland, where the hormone epinephrine is released, also known as adrenaline. Epinephrine will cause the heart rate to increase, allowing it to be sent further throughout the body as the heart beats faster. At some time, the stress hormone will signal the liver to release glucose, which will then be converted into ATP, which is an energy-carrying molecule used to activate muscles. The heightened level of epinephrine in the body will also activate the lungs, causing the breathing rate to increase in order for the body to take in and utilize more oxygen through dilated blood vessels. The pupils in the eyes will also dilate to take in more light and increase visual acuity. Finally, the dilation occurs in the blood vessels of the ears for increased auditory perception. While the body is activating these defensive measures, it is simultaneously subduing processes deemed unnecessary during a dangerous situation, such as digestion, in order to free up energy for fighting or effectively a hasty retreat. The elevated levels of epinephrine and increased activation of these bodily processes will increase body heat, which warms up your muscles in seconds as the mind registers a threat. Psychologically, the combination of an increased heart rate, sweating, and the explosion of energy in the muscles creates a sense of acute awareness of the current situation and the ability to act quickly. While this illustrates the case in which the entire process runs smoothly, you may also be aware of the case in which it fails, known as condition black. Condition black is also referred to as a non-functional freezing, locking up during a dangerous situation, preventing the individual from fleeing or fighting. Cognitively, a sense of increased aggression will be associated with the fight response and a combination of fear and anxiety for flight. While a sense of fear and anxiety is commonly associated with freezing, as well, it is often includes physical sensations of stiffness. During the freeze response, the parasympathetic nervous system dumps large amounts of hormones into the body. The same hormones that return to the body is a relaxed state after a fight. The sudden increase of recovery hormones during a dangerous situation will have the opposite effect of the desired fight or flight response, mixing panic with an inability to act quickly. Although freezing can be useful in situations in which a person must remain still in order to hide from an attacker, it can be detrimental when faced with an attacker head-on. In Krav Maga, we accept these natural reactions and work with them. We have a decision to make. If we are following the proper stages of self-defense, then we will choose flight, as avoidance is the first choice when we have it, and it is appropriate for civilians. It is usually for those whose jobs require them to stay will not. Or if we cannot avoid the fight and we cannot de-escalate the situation, we fight depending on the scenario and how quickly you realize the fight is unavoidable. You will either act preemptively and strike first or react defensively to the incoming attack. The freeze reaction is a double-edged sword. In some situations, the correct tactical response to stop moving. In others, it renders you defenseless. Example 1. You are walking in the plains of Africa. You spot something. That something you think is a pair of eyes peering at you from the tall grass. You freeze. This is both to ensure that you identify the target correctly before making a decision and to not activate the predator's response to running. The ability to recognize eyes and face is so ingrained in our biology that our brains have sections dedicated to this task. This is a very primal predatory response. I see face, I decide to fight, or freeze. Remember, these responses threaded throughout our biology as part of our survival instinct, so rather than struggling with them, train them. Example 2. You are a special operator group moving silently through the night. You are still 1 kilometer from your designated target. A group of teens is up late past the local curfew. You freeze, remaining motionless and silent so as not to be spotted. The threat of detection passes and you continue. In both examples, the freeze response offers a tactical advantage, as the threat is present but not active. But what if the eyes of the grass suddenly charged, or the teens turned out to be hostile? In the worst-case scenario, the freeze response can become code black and turn into a catastrophic mental failure, preventing you from acting at all. The dreaded non-functional freeze. This is the kind of freeze we hope to avoid. Some individuals are fortunate enough not to have a code black or NFF trigger. Others will only know when it happens. If your brain is prone to code black, hopefully you have made correct life decisions and managed to avoid dangerous or life-threatening situations. If not, you may be in for a world of hurt. One of the most effective ways to avoid code black situation, especially under the threat of violence, is to train. Training is a form of exposure therapy, especially with intensity of Krav Maga. Krav Maga cannot be called Krav Maga if there is never forces you to push yourself physically and mental limits through stress testing. This regular and relatively safe training exposes you to higher levels of mental and physical stress in slowly increasing doses, which allows your body to adapt and get used to the stimuli, internal and external. The more you're exposed to the stimuli, the easier you can turn a freeze response from an NFF to a tactical freeze to an action, thus making the correct decision in the moment and avoiding being overwhelmed by real-world threats. Under the threat of life and death, do you know which response you're most likely to have? The right one could save your life, but the wrong one.